感谢主的恩典，让我可以再一次有机会在你们当中一同的来见证神的荣耀。
Praise the Lord, I have an opportunity to be with you all once again to testify His love.
今天我为什么会讲到是一个成长路呢？
Oh, is there any reason why I picked the topic as trust in the Lord?
因为我看见在你们的 bulletin 里面，你们有登载了，是今年的主题是以生命影响生命。
Because what I have seen for the theme of the year for this church is lives affecting lives.
生命真的可以影响生命。
Indeed, lives can affect another life.
主耶稣曾经讲过一句话。
This is what our Lord Jesus said.
他说好的树会结好的果子。
He said a good tree will bear good fruit.
很自然坏的树结的是坏果子。
Indeed, then we can also know a bad tree will bear bad fruit.
保罗在腓立比书提醒和勉励众弟兄姐妹。
As Paul encouraged and reminded brothers and sisters in the book of Philippians,
是因为我们是神的儿女。
It is all because that we are children of God.
当我们活在这个黑暗的时代里面。
So when we live in the world of darkness today,
我们的行为
our deed,
就代表了光明美德生命的一面。
It represents the life of true light.
或许我们是能够输出一个光明美德的生命。
Perhaps we become a channel which can deliver and give people a picture what a good life of light is.
所以我们就好像一个管道一样。
And therefore we are a conduit.
成为神光明美德生命一个输出的一个管道。
It become a channel for people to see God's love.
所以我们看见当保罗在勉励弟兄姐妹的时候，他是用一个称赞的一种态度来称赞以弗所的教会。
And therefore, as Paul was reminding people, giving people teaching, he was using an attitude of praising to the people in the church of Philippians.
也称赞那个啊，称赞腓立比教会，对。
Ephesians and Philippian church.
当我上一次来美国的时候
，I remember when I came to the state last time.
虽然我没有机会来你们的教会聚会
，So I did not have time to attend your church.
但我却有机会跟你们几个的领袖见了面。
And however, I had opportunity to meet with your leader.
当我听见你们的教会已经成立了，心中很大的安慰。因为我们知道主来的日子近了，福音一定要广传。很多人问我，你为什么要到杜拜去？因为我知道教会一定要走出去。
Because I know that church, we need to step out of our comfort zone.
教会假如只是稳定在一个地方。
If we stay church in the same place,
他不愿意走出去。
If we are reluctant to step out,
那福音就没有机会广传。
Then gospel cannot be spread.
假如初期教会是只是在固定在耶路撒冷。
If the early church stayed in Jerusalem,
今天我们也没有机会听到福音。
Then we have no opportunity to hear about gospel.
所以我们看见教会一定要走出去。
And therefore we need to step out as a church.
教会当然要有一个真理作为我们的根基。
Of course we must use the truth as our foundation.
有时候我们常常说什么是真理呢？
Then we ask ourselves, what is truth then?
其实圣经里面很清楚告诉我们。主耶稣基督就是真理。教会一定要主耶稣基督。当我们看见我们这个教会的名字很好，叫做主爱之家。我们知道不但只有主耶稣基督。
So not only we know this church has Jesus Christ,
成为我们的根基
to become the foundation of the church,
而且在这个根基里面
that, and yet also within the foundation,
我们知道一定有主的爱在里面
we also find the love of Christ,
没有主耶稣的爱和恩情，
without the grace and love of Jesus，
这个就等于没有主耶稣基督作为一个教会的根基一样。
Then we find there's no foundation, for the church.
很多教会呢一直谈真理，
and many church, live up truth highly.
他们要学习很多的真理，
They love to learn about truth.
他们要教导很多的真理。
They would like to teach a lot of knowledge about truth.
当我们进去之后，
And yet when we enter the church,
发觉好像少了很多的爱在里面。
And yet we find out there's a lack of love.
因为他们将真理跟耶稣基督分开了。
Because they separate the truth from Jesus Christ himself.
他们忘记了耶稣基督就是真理。
They forgot that Jesus himself is the truth.
当我们今天追求耶稣基督的时候，
When we pursue Jesus Christ,
我们学习他的话，
We not only learn from his word,
我们听他的话，
We not only will obey his word,
我们就能够活出真理，
Then we are able to live out the truth,
我们就可以站在真理里面，
Then we can stand firm on the truth.
没有一个人能够完全的解释明白圣经的真理。
No one can truly explain the details of truth clearly.
但是每一个人都能够让耶稣基督成为我们的主。
And yet, when everyone allows Jesus Christ to become our personal savior,
每一间教会都能够让耶稣基督做主做王，成为一个根基。
That every church allows Jesus Christ to become the Lord, the leader, and the foundation of the church.
所以，当教会有了耶稣基督，
then when all the churches have Jesus Christ,
教会就有真理。
Then there is truth in within the church.
教会就有爱。
Then there's love.
这个爱要分享出去。
Then this love will be shared.
就好像细胞的分裂一样。
And just how a cell can be divided.
当我们知道细胞有坏，有好的，有坏的。
Of course, we understand cells, they are good cell and bad cell.
坏的当然不想分。
Of course, a bad cell, they don't want to multiply in a good way.
我们还要除掉。
And not only we don't want the bad cell to multiply, we also want to remove it.
但是好的。
And yet when there's good cell,
就好像一棵好树。
It's just like a good tree.
要开枝散叶。
That we want it start to grow and start to be fruitful.
就有更多好的果实。
Then there will be much fruit on the tree.
当我们将圣经的真理，
When we take the truth from the Bible,
当我们将耶稣基督的爱，
When we take the love of Jesus Christ,
当我们将神的救恩的真理，
When we take the salvation from the truth,
将神的恩典
from the grace of God,
带到杜拜的时候，
to take everything to Dubai,
我们看见是很多很迷茫的人。
So what we see is that many people who went astray in Dubai,
特别很多从中国大陆来的人，
especially many people from mainland China,
他们的感觉只有一样，
they only have one type of response,
唯一能够拯救他们的，
they realize the only thing that can save them,
就是金钱，
that is money,
除了金钱以外，
besides money,
谁可以救他们？所以当他们听见耶稣基督这个救恩的时候，
so when they heard about the salvation of Jesus Christ,
他们简直不能相信。
They are astonished. They couldn't believe what they heard.
因为耶稣基督这个爱没有要他们一分钱。
Because the love of Jesus Christ did not demand one dime from them.
有些很强硬的人，
Some people who were very stubborn,
怎么都不肯信。
No matter what, they refuse to accept Jesus Christ.
当有一天我看见他们信了之后，
And however, when I see they have been converted,
整个的改变就很大。
And I see they become a totally a different person.
他们马上就会问，
Then immediately they ask,
这么好的东西，
Such a treasure,
我怎么样子可以再带给更多的人？
How can I bring this treasure to someone else?
哎，我说你刚刚才信耶稣啊。
And I said, well, you're just a new convert yourself.
他们里面那一种的热情。
And yet there's an inner passion and joy.
他们有了耶稣基督生命那种的赦罪的平安。
And once they receive the forgiveness, the peace from the Lord,
就很想分享出来。
They were overjoyed and desired to share the gospel to others.
生命可以影响生命。
Indeed, lives can affect other lives.
美好的生命。
A good life.
怎么样子可以使用出来？
And how can we make the good life shine?
就要看看教会怎么顺服神的带领。
It is all depend on how a church be obedient to the leading of the Lord.
怎样能够活出神的心意？
And how can a church live out the will of the Lord?
在教会成长的过程里面。
Through the growth of the church.
这是一个行动的机会。
And this is an opportunity of action.
教会要有成长。
If you want to see growth in the church,
用什么行动来成长？
And how can we have an action to help it grow?
我们看看在圣经里面所登载的所罗门王。
So when we see the account of King Solomon in the Bible,
他在那个成长的过程里面，
through his pilgrimage,
是用什么的行动让国家走上一个正确的道路？
And how can he lead the nation to walk on a righteous path?
这个正确的道路就能够使到国家复兴。
A right path can help a nation to be revived.
正确的道路就能够使到国家富强。
A righteous path can help a nation to be prosperous.
昨天我在一个侄子的婚礼里面。
Last night I attend my nephew's wedding.
我有另外一个侄子就跟我讲。
And the nephew spoke to me.
他说我真的感谢我的祖父。
He said, I truly want to give thanks to my grandfather.
他说因为我的祖父将这个救恩带给我爸爸能够得到这个救恩，信了耶稣。
I want to give thanks to my grandfather for him brought forth this good news to my father, so my father can become a believer.
我爸爸又将这个福音带给我。
And my father passed on this good news to me.
所以我们的家庭有这么大的祝福。
And therefore that's the reason why we received such a great blessing to the family.
然后他说我一定要将这个福音也带给下一代。
So I truly want to bring this good news to my next generation.
一代一代的延续下去。
So next generation to the next generation.
所以我们就看看一个能够复兴的道路是用什么的行动。
So then it just reflect to us that it shows us what type of action we can do to bring a path of a revival.
当我看见你们的教会愿意用一个走出去的一个的精神这样子来建立这个教会。
When I see your church have a spirit of stepping out.
因为你们知道主来的日子近了。
Because for I know, you know that the coming of the Lord is near.
可能在今天。
It could be today.
可能明天。
It could be tomorrow.
能够将一个人带进神的国度，就要寻找这个机会。
If you can find the opportunity to bring someone into the kingdom of God, do it.
但是我们在这个行动的根基到底是什么？
And yet we must understand the foundation and motivation of our action.
我们看在历代志下，旧约的历代志下的第一章。
If we turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 1.
第一章是关于所罗门王的一个故事。
This is about the account of King Solomon.
在第一章的第七节那里说到，他说当夜神向所罗门王显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
Verse 7, that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask for whatever you want me to give you.
当神向所罗门讲这句话的时候，
When God said this to Solomon,
我相信所罗门王当时一点没有心理预备。
I believe King Solomon was not prepared for this.
神没有先给他一个预告。
God did not give Solomon some preparation time.
我明天晚上要来跟你谈话。
I'm going to have an interview with you tomorrow night.
要赐福给你。
I'm about to give you blessing.
你想一想你要的是什么。
So think about what you want from me.
我记得有一次在杜拜。
I remember once when I was in Dubai.
忽然我接到一个消息。
All of a sudden I received a news.
这个警察局提醒我，他说我过两天的下午五点钟要到你住的地方来找你。
Police gave me a call saying I'm going to go to your place two days later, 5 o'clock.
因为我就在我住的地方聚会。
Because I know the reason because I'm hosting a Christian gathering in my living place.
他们已经得到消息。
They have heard what I am doing.
他们就去找我。
So they came and found me.
但是我不在家。
And yet that day I wasn't home.
我的门口就贴了一些纸。
And I found out I paste some paper.
我写了福音中心。
I paste a sign and label on my door saying the center of gospel.
是用中文写的。
I wrote in Chinese as a meeting place for gospel.
我一听见他们要找我。
When I heard that they are about to come to my place.
还给我两天的时间。
And even gave me 2 days.
哎呀，我说太好了，太好了。
This is good news.
我回到家。
Once I get back home,
第一件事将门口那张纸撕掉。我一撕掉我就卷起来丢进垃圾桶。两边还有中国的那些对联，是关于信仰上的对联。
And I also paste some other words around the door frame. They are all Chinese, in Chinese talking about God.
我都快点撕下来。
They immediately took them off.
都丢进垃圾桶。
Put them into trash can.
啊，有两天时间。
I feel grateful that for
我可以布置一下我的家。
So I can kind of cleaned up my house.
一点都不像一个教会。
So when they come, they won't see it and it looks like a church.
但是忽然间那个房东打电话来。
And yet all of a sudden the landlord called me.
他说司牧师，你的家是不是拿来聚会啊？
And the landlord say, Pastor Z, did you use your house as a meeting place for Christians?
我说是啊。
And I say, yeah.
我说我已经将门口那些纸撕掉了。
But I have teared down and cleaned up all the signs around my door.
里面的东西我将会搬走。
I will remove everything Christian related out of my house.
他说千万不要动。
And he said, don't do anything.
他说警察已经在外面拍了照片。
And say, it's too late. Police has already taken pictures.
他来的时候你没有东西更引起怀疑了。
So if they enter the house find out there is nothing Christian related, they will raise much more doubt.
警告已经给了我了。
So they already gave me warning.
但是不能动了。
And then there's nothing I can do.
因为已经拍了照片了。
Because they have already taken pictures.
哎呀，我从垃圾桶捡回来。
So then I went back to my trash can.
因为已经弄了很皱了啊。
Because I already squeezed all the papers.
我还要用烫斗烫的弄平它。
I have to iron all the papers to smooth out the
paper. 哎呀，然后再贴回去。
And I put back on the door frame.
哎呀，我贴的时候心中真的是非常伤感。
Then I feel kind of perplexed and sorry.
因为我现在自己将证据钉上去。
Because right now I'm putting back the evidence.
这些就是罪证了。
And now this become the evidence that I could be accused.
但是我想里面没有，他没有进去啊。
And yet I thought to myself, well, they haven't got a chance to get into my house.
所以我里面将那些东西凳子尽量都搬走。
So perhaps I should remove all the chairs from the house.
然后放一张床在那里。
And I then instead of the chairs, I can put the bed there.
还要弄一个布帘。
Then I can put the curtain.
将很多的书啊、圣经都拿走。
Then I can remove all the Bibles and literature. scriptures out of the house.
但是我不敢全部拿走。
And yet I don't dare to remove all the books.
因为他已经拿到情报了。
Because they have already have some informant about what's going on here.
警察果然按时后五点钟到。
As they say, they arrived to my place 5 o'clock that day.
哇，我在等的时候心里面很紧张。
As I was waiting, I was I feel nervous in my heart.
到底警察想要做什么呢
？I wonder what will they do.
有一群人在另外一个地方为我在祷告。
At the same time, there was another group of people. They were praying for me at in the other place.
我将所有的手机里面所存的电话都全部取消了。
I cleared out all the contact information from my cell phone.
警察给了我两天时间。
And yet, I realized police gave me 2 days to prepare.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
所以我可以有时间想想应该怎么去应付。
So I have 2 days to think about what can I respond to such incident.
感谢主，那次还是平安过去。
Praise the Lord, we went through this incident smoothly.
虽然他知道我在那里聚会。
Though they realized I was holding a meeting in my house.
我觉得我很聪明了。
And I thought I was smart.
他说你们有多少人在这里
And the police asked how many people do you have usually here
我说五六个吧
I said maybe about 5 or 6
但他一看为什么这里有20多张凳子我们都叠起来的
And then the police turned around and said how come you have 20 chairs stacking up here
哎呀我一下子都没办法回答
I was speechless
他忽然间这么多本圣经
and then also they turn around and say there are so many Bibles here
我说因为我是牧师
and I said well it is because
所以 我要将圣经放到家里面
so I need to bring all the Bibles to my house from other meeting place
后来他问我拿了一本圣经
then the police took a Bible from me
然后警告我
and gave me a warning
以后不能够再做宣教的工作
You could no longer do any evangelistic work anymore.
当然我从来没有听他们的话。
Of course, I never listened to them.
所以有一次他们是忽然间找我。
So one time they showed up without warning.
他们给我10分钟。
They only gave me 10 minutes.
我在另外一个地方睡。
I was sleeping in other place.
他说我会10分钟就到了。
And they call me say, we will arrive your place in
10 minutes. 我马上叫多一个弟兄。
Then immediately I call the other brother.
拼命的将里面一些的东西搬走。
I call that brother saying, move out as many things as possible from my house.
10分钟之后真的来。
Within 10 minutes, indeed they arrive.
但是因为有了那次的经验。
And however, because of that experience.
所以我那个船永远放在那里。
I realized I should always place a bed in the house.
聚会的时候就拆掉。
So whenever we have a meeting, we took the bed away.
聚会完了就放回去。
Whenever meeting finishes, we put the bed back.
那个床不是拿来睡。
The purpose of the bed is not for sleeping.
那个床是拿来摆设的。
It's for merely for decoration as a show.
有一次警察又忽然打电话给我了。
Once police called me again.
啊，我要请你到某某的酒店 hotel 里面喝杯咖啡。
I would like to invite you to have some drink in a hotel.
我说我这个时间很忙哦。
And I said, well, I'm so busy.
但是我还是会来。
And yet I will go to your I will go to the meeting.
大概要延迟一个小时。
And yet I need another hour.
等到我去的时候。
When I arrive the place.
两个警察就问我
so, two police asked me,
哎呀他说你为什么走得这么匆忙啊
and why, he said why it take you
hurry
why we need to hurry you
我说哎呀真的很忙
and he said well that's because I'm busy
那个警察就问一句
then the police asked
你为什么这么忙
why you are so busy
哇我又没想到会有这句话会问的。
And I truly, I couldn't have time to process such a question because I never thought about how to respond.
一个牧师这么忙代表什么？
What does it mean when a pastor is so busy?
你的工作肯定很大的发展。
That means you are doing much work for the gospel, isn't it?
我真没想到他们这么聪明。
I really didn't know that they are so smart asking such a question.
今天所罗门王神也没有给他一个预备。
Today, when God asked King Solomon, God did not give him a time to prepare.
但是我们看见所罗门王怎么样子回答呢？
And yet, we can see how, what's the response from King Solomon.
所罗门王在列历代志下第一章的第八节这样对神说。
So in verse 8, Solomon responded to God.
说你曾向我父大卫施慈爱。
You have shown great kindness to David, my father.
使我能够借助他做王。
And made me king in his place.
他说耶和华神啊。
And now, Lord God.
现在求你成就向我父大卫所应许的话。
Let your promise to my father David to be confirmed.
所罗门王在没有心理预备的底下。
Without warning or any prep time,
他能够讲出这样子的话
and this is the word that King Solomon can respond.
是因为他很清楚一件事
It is all because he truly understands
在他的生命中
that in his life,
他学习他父亲的榜样
he would like to learn from his father David,
寻求耶和华
to seek after the Lord,
敬畏耶和华
to fear the Lord,
以耶和华为他生命的中心
to ask the Lord to become the center of his life,
他的眼光所看的是什么
and what his viewpoint of life is,
他在第九节说现在求你成就向我父大卫所应许的话因你立我做这民的王
which can be reflect from the word he say let your promise to my father David to be confirmed for you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth
他说这些子民好像地上的尘沙这么多
he say the people the number of people just like the dust of this earth
他看见那些子民是多的不可胜数不可数过来的
so to his view that the number of people is numerous countless
当他这么讲的是成就了神自己所喜悦的心愿
and yet he has accomplished what the will of God
神曾经向亚伯拉罕来有一个应许
becauseGod has promised Abraham,
你的后裔要像天上的星星地上的尘沙这么多
that your descendant will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the dust of the earth.
我有十年的时间在香港一个太空馆 Hong Kong Space Museum 做过工作
I had an opportunity to work for Hong Kong Space Museum before.
有人问我天上的星星到底有多少
Someone asking me how many stars in the sky actually in the universe.
我就很轻松地告诉他。
Then I just say to them.
你看看地上的尘土有多少。
I just count the dust of the earth.
我真没想到地上的沙尘这么多的。
I truly, to my amazement that how many dust of the earth.
当我到了迪拜的时候我就明白了。
I have truly such,
哇原来是这么多这么多的
And I see so many sands in Dubai.
所以当所罗门王讲这句话的时候
So when King Solomon said this,
代表了神所做的
It represents what God has done.
是无限的
It's infinite.
是不被限制的
It's something that cannot be refrained.
在神的眼光里面的多和广大
that, the numerous number in God's eye,
不是人所要用一个数字去数的
it's not something that human can count.
当所罗门王讲这句话的时候
when King Solomon answered this,
神的心就喜悦了
it pleases God's heart.
然后他所求的是给他智慧和聪明去 帮助管理这些子民百姓。
And what King Solomon asked later is that to have a wisdom in order to rule over the people.
所罗门王没有用一个好像很苦苦的心去求神。
King Solomon is not asking God with a begging attitude.
刚才我们唱诗的时候，第一首歌我就知道是用个喜乐的心来唱的。
As we sing the songs before, as the very first hymn, we sing with joy.
同样，我们在神的面前是用个喜乐的心。
In the same way, when we come before the Lord, we should come with joyful hearts.
或许我们面对的是很多的困难。
Perhaps we are facing great trials.
我们看见神的国度里面的需要很大。
When we see there is a great demand in God's kingdom.
我们看见在我们的周边的地方有许多福音的需要。
When we look around, we realize there are so many needs for gospel.
我们觉得会有很多的困难。
We feel we are lacking. We feel it is very difficult.
但是我们有没有想到一件事？
Yet have we considered this?
这是我们的喜乐。
This should be our joy.
这不是我们的困难。
It is not, should not be our difficulty.
这个是我们的机会。
This is our opportunity.
当你们去过巴西就知道了。
Some of you may have been to Brazil.
很多人问我为什么你在巴西十年之后你还是想回去呢？
And people ask me why you have already spent 10 years in Brazil and yet you still have a heart going back to Brazil.
是不是因为那边有很美好的生活？
Is it because the life there is beautiful?
我告诉他们巴西的抢劫比真的不能跟迪拜去相比。
The high crime rate in Brazil is so high it cannot be compared with the crime rate in Dubai.
在迪拜我几乎没有听过一个人车子被偷。
I have never heard anyone's car got stolen in Dubai.
巴西是每天都听见我们身边的人被抢劫。
And yet in Brazil, we heard robbery and car got stolen every single day for the people around us.
但有什么来吸引我们呢？
And yet, what's the reason that attracts me to go back?
因为我们看见神的心意在那里。
Because what we see is the heart of God is here.
神要将更多的福音的机会带给我们。
Because we see the gospel, the opportunity of gospel is there.
我们这是我们的机会。
This is our opportunity.
所罗门王这样子去寻求神的时候。
When King Solomon see God in such a way.
我们看见他看重神自己的管制。
So what we see is that King Solomon value the heart of God.
他敬畏神，要与神建立一个美好的关系。
He feared the Lord and he would like to have a good relationship with the Lord.
当一个领袖是走这样子道路的时候，
When you see a leader is walking in such a way,
这个国家就蒙福了。
This nation will be blessed.
当教会是走这样子的道路的时候，
When our church is walking on such a path,
教会必然会成长起来。
The church will grow.
整个教会的弟兄姊妹也一同的蒙福。
That all brothers and sisters will be blessed at the same time.
我们看见所罗门在所罗门的后裔里面。
As we see from the descendants of King Solomon.
因着大卫和所罗门王他们的敬畏神。
Because their forefathers reverence to the Lord.
神使他们的后代里面也兴起了好几位敬畏神的王帝。
And God also raised several descendants of theirs to be a God-fearing man.
所罗门没有什么上战场。
King Solomon seldomly go to the battlefield.
但他向着神的心志很强。
And yet he has a heart after the Lord.
很多人曾经这样告诉我。
People say this to me.
要让一个人更多的愿意去追求神，跟从神。
And how can you pursue a person to pursue after the Lord?
他必须要受一点的苦啊。
The person must go through some trial.
但是我看所罗门没有。
And yet, I see there's no trial in King Solomon's life.
因为他有一个 合神心意的父亲。
Because he has a father who fears the Lord, follows the heart of the Lord.
这个父亲成为一个很好的榜样。
This father become a good example for King Solomon.
所以同样在教会里面。
In the same way, when we see our church.
当我们有一个很好的生命力。
When we see there is a good light driving forth.
我们的第二代、第三代。
Then our next generation, second and third generation,
不需要受很多的苦。
They don't need to go through the difficulty.
他们也会有一个敬畏神的心。
And yet they will inherit the fear of the Lord.
在所罗门的后裔里面。
From the descendant of King Solomon.
我们看见有一位他的儿子叫亚比亚王。
And we see there is a descendant, his name is Abijah.
他是一个怎样依靠神的王呢
？So what type of king is he, Abijah?
在圣经里面多次的有这么讲到。
Which has been mentioned frequently in the scripture.
讲到这，他是一位不愿意离开神的王。
He is a king who refused to leave the Lord.
在圣经里面这样形容他的。
It was described him as this.
他是一个愿意来跟从神。
He is the one who is willing to follow the Lord.
他不愿意让他的后裔都他的子民百姓离开神。
He does not want his people and descendants to depart from the Lord.
当他刚刚做王的时候。
When he just became the king.
忽然的一件一件事。
All of a sudden there was one incident.
他有40万的军队。
He has 400,000 armed soldier.
但来攻打他的却有80万。
And yet his enemy has 800,000 armed people.
比他多一倍。
It's 100% more than his army.
这些都是大能的勇士。
They are mighty fighting men, soldiers.
然后我们看见犹太人在惊怕中就呼求耶和华了。
So all the people in Judah, they cry out to the Lord in their fear.
我们在历代志下第13章的13节。
As we can see from 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 13.
14节里面说到犹太人回头观看看前后都有敌兵就呼求耶和华祭司也吹号。
In verse 14, it was described as Judah turned and saw that they were being attacked at both front and rear. They cried out to the Lord.
圣经里面说神就使耶罗波安和以色列众人败在亚比亚与犹太人面前。在十五节的后下半节。
And the men of Judah raised their battle cry at the sound of their battle cry. God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah.
那八十万人怎么会败在四十万人的面前呢
？How can 400,000 people defeat 800,000 army？
因为我们看见亚比亚他有一个很清楚的一个方向。
Because King Abijah has a very clear vision and direction.
他也劝告以色列人。
He also persuaded his people.
他说耶和华是我们的神。
He said to his enemy, Israel.
我们没有
like, saying,
我们、
God is our God.
我们没有离弃他。
We have never depart from the Lord.
我们有侍奉耶和华的祭司。
We have priests who serve after the Lord.
都是亚伦的后裔。
They are all the descendants of Aaron.
他劝告以色列的王。
So he would like to persuade the king of Israel.
你们不要去侍奉那些金牛犊。
Don't you serve
God? 你们不要去侍奉那些偶像。
Don't serve any other gods.
因为。
Because,
耶和华才是我们的神。
Because only Jehovah is the true Lord.
在他的生命里面。
In King Abijah's heart.
他一个最大的心志。
That he has a will.
就是专心一意的来依靠神。
The biggest burden of him is to serve after the Lord.
神就将强大的敌人败在他们的手上。
And God help him and defeat great enemy.
记得有一次我们到一个营区里面。
I remember once we went to a campsite.
一个劳工的营区。
And this is a camp for hard laborers.
那些劳工营的中国人的那些的管理人员就不让我们在里面聚会。
So the manager of the hard labor camp, refused to let us enter to the camp to preach the gospel.
那我们就冒险带那些工人到外面沙地上面去聚会，在沙漠里面。
So we took a risk and asked the people to get out of the camp so we can do some Bible study in the desert.
但是那些管理人员还是不停止压迫。
And yet, the managers, the leaders of the camp continue to oppress, such gathering.
他们用一个方法。
They found a way.
他们觉得这个方法呢，肯定这个营区里面再没有任何的中国劳工愿意信耶稣。
They believe once they conduct such a way, set this rule that no any other Chinese laborer will ever come to believe in Christ.
他们一次性将30多个中国工人马上遣送回国。
What they do is they send back 30 Chinese laborers back to China immediately.
我们以为这样子就没有工人愿意再出来聚会了。
So in our heart, we think, well, this may be it. There is no any other Chinese laborer are willing to come out to have a Bible study anymore.
但是很多工人还是用尽各样方法从营区里面出来聚会。
And still, we find out there are many Chinese, they find all kinds of way to find a way to come out to have a Bible study.
当我们办一个很大的中秋晚会。
When we hold a very big Chinese Full Moon Festival,
他们的领袖就来捣乱。
One of their leader came and tried to make a trouble.
哎呀，我们以为以后很难办这些晚会了。
We thought maybe we probably will have no more chance to hold such festival.
当我们再办另外一个新春晚会的时候。
So when, as we hold another Chinese New Year event,
来的人更多了。
We find out there are even more attendees.
第一次的中秋晚会有800人。
The first time when we host a Chinese Full Moon Festival, we have 800 attendees.
第二次新年晚会有1000多人。
The second time when we hold another festival, 1000 people came.
那些领袖觉得很奇怪。
So those Labor camp leaders, they wonder why.
更特别的一件事。
What is even more astounding?
大概过了半年之后。
About half a year later.
那些拦阻全部没有了。
God has removed all the barriers.
因为那些管理的人，那些领袖全部都被调到别的区去。
Because all the leaders and managers who set such hard rules have been sent to other campsite.
我们起初还是很怕的。
From the beginning, we were very fearsome.
我们偷偷地进去那些营区。
We entered those labor campsite in secret.
他们工人告诉我们不怕了，那些管理人员都走了，调走了。
And then the workers say, oh.Worry not, because all the managers and those leaders, they were all being sent away now.
他们很自由了。
And now they are free.
但很可惜一件事。
And yet,
因为太自由了。
Because it's so free.
他们在里面赌钱。
They start to gamble inside.
哇，他们在里面就上网啊，看电视啦，很多事情做了。
They start to get on internet. They start to watch TV, do different entertainment things.
最后去教会的人比从前更少了。
And then find out that attendees for the church become less than before.
有时候当我们看见有难处的时候。
And sometimes when we see difficulty.
但假如那些人专心地寻求耶和华，
And yet if we still have people who seek the Lord with single-minded heart.
我们看见教会是越来越兴旺。
And what we see is the prosperity of the church.
但是当难处没有了。
And yet, when the difficulty is removed,
人的心被世界吸引了。
The heart of man will be influenced by the world.
人就慢慢爱心就冷淡。
And gradually, people's passion will cool down.
信心也慢慢的软下去。
They start to become weak in their faith.
所以，当我们看见教会，假如在开刚刚建立的时候，假如我们有很多的事情，我们觉得很难去胜过。
So when we see a church just being born and find out there are many difficulties for the church,
这个时候是我们最同心合一的时候。
This is a good sign for us to be united.
大家都会放下很多的东西。
That people will lay aside all the burden, other burdens.
好像刚才那首诗歌一样。
And just like the hymn we sang before.
很多人都愿意放下心中所爱的。
That people will lay down what we used to look for.
总让我们心中有一个目标。
Because now we have a goal.
这个目标就是要让教会建立得更好。
The goal is to make the church become a better place.
本来心中有一些偶像。
Perhaps we used to have idols in our hearts.
现在这个偶像总然没有打碎。
And though, even though the idols are still there,
我们也没有去管。
Even though we didn't pay attention to that,
因为我们有了一个中心的目标。
And yet, because there's a greater end for us to look after.
但是当那个目标慢慢的成就的时候。
And yet, when such aim as this goal began to get into shape,
我们那个偶像又出来了。
Gradually, the old idols start to revive.
教会就慢慢多了很多的纷争。
And then there become many divisions in the church.
教会的爱心就慢慢冷淡了。
And there's no more love in the church.
所以我们看见所罗门的后裔里面。
And therefore, when we see the descendant of King Solomon,
那些敬畏神的王。
Those kings who fear the Lord.
他们第一件事是怎么样？
Do you know what they do as their very first thing to do?
除掉那些偶像。
To remove all idols.
专心的来献祭，专心的敬畏神。
And they want to present sacrifice to seek after the Lord.
他们行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
They want to do what is right in the sight of the Lord.
我们就可以看见国家就一直在一个享平安里面。
Then we find out the nation will enter an era of peace.
在所罗门的后裔里面
from descendants of King Solomon,
我们看见神有一句话对一个王帝说的。
As we see, God say a word to a king.
那个王帝叫做约沙法。
The name of this king is Jehoshaphat.
耶和华曾经跟他这么讲一句。
And God said to Jehoshaphat,
他说虽然你看见很多的敌军来了，
even though you have seen the number of your enemy is great,
从各方各面的来，
they may come to attack you from all different directions,
但是不要因这些敌人而惊恐，
but fear not for what you see,
因为胜败不在乎你们，
because the victory is not on your head,
乃在乎神。
But in God's hand.
最后我用一个我用一个见证来结束我今天的讲道。
I would like to conclude today's sermon with a testimony.
当我们去一个新的地方来做开荒的时候。
When we arrive to a new place to begin a new gospel field.
那个地方叫做 Fujairah.
That place is called Fujairah.
这个福斋老了是跟迪拜有不同的地方。
Fujairah is a different place from Dubai.
它不在波斯湾里面。
It's not in the area of Persian Gulf.
它在另外一个阿拉伯海那里。
It is, actually, it's situated, in other, port.
啊，一个印度洋呢。
In the Indian Ocean.
好。
Near the Indian Ocean.
这是一个很有战略性的城市。
It is a strategic city.
因为
military point of view.
UAE 的石油就不用从波斯湾口出去了。
Because with people guarding that city, people no longer need to send their oil from Persian Gulf.
因为在波斯湾口有伊朗，在常常可能有危险。
Because if they go through from Persian Gulf, there is a nation called Iran, which is constantly monitoring the in and out of the oil.
但现在不用受伊朗的威胁了。
And yet, if they can go through another port, which, then they can do it without the threat of Iran.
很中国的石油公司就在那里建立一个基地。
So the oil company, refining company from China, start to set manufacturing place in that city.
很多的中国劳工也被安置在那里，有一个中国的劳工营区。
So many Chinese foreign labor came to that place. And there is a labor camp there.
啊，我们听见就很欢喜快乐。
Once there, we heard about this news, we were overjoyed.
这是一个福音的机会了。
And this is an opportunity of gospel.
没有人去这么远传福音。
Because no one will dare to travel that far to preach the gospel.
我们开车要翻山越岭。
We need to travel through mountains and valleys.
当我们走到那个山的时候
，When we reach to the mountain top,
看见一棵草都没有
，And we see there is no living plants.
哎呀，我们马上拍一些照片，我们拍。
So immediately we took some pictures.
哎呀，我说这个真的像以色列的旷野。
And we see, well, this just looks like a desolate area from Israel.
当我们去了那里，预备开始做布道的工作。
When we arrive to a place and prepare our evangelistic work.
在一个海边。
And we set around the seashore.
啊，我们就叫那些劳工从劳工营区出来，海边坐在那里跟他们布道。
And we ask all those Chinese laborers to come out of their camp. Then we start to preach the gospel to them.
但是我们发现有一个很危险的事情。
And yet we find out there is something very risky and dangerous.
这么重要的战略性的地方。
Because this is a place.Consider a very strategic military location.
UAE 政府也不放过。
And the local government will not overlook this area.
就在劳工营区旁边建立一个海军基地。
And yet they set they build a navy plant in that location.
我听说有些劳工游的海游远一点就被抓起来了。
I heard that some of the labor when they, Chinese labor when they swim in the ocean around the seashore, they were arrested.
当我们往，当我们
get into a very, dangerous area, sensitive area.
当我们晚上在沙滩上面聚会的时候
,And when we have a night meeting, in the desert area there,
起初只有十几个人
from the, we only have a 10or so people from the beginning.
我们把一些充电用的灯在那里唱诗歌。
So we use those rechargeable lamp used as our lighting system, so we can sing hymns.
但是人越来越多了。
Yet as the number grow,
到每一次我们拿多一些凳子去都不够用。
And each time when we bring more chairs and end up we ran out of chairs.
到最后有60人聚会了。
And then we grew up to 60 people.
忽然间我们发现旁边多了一些人。
And all of a sudden we look around, we find out we have surprise guests.
一些穿着阿拉伯服装的人开车子来就在监视我们。
We find out they wear traditional Arab clothes, they were watching and monitoring us.
我们明白那些是从警察部门来的。
We understand they are from the police station.
我们就只有一边在聚会，有一些同工就去应付他们。
And what we do is we have some people we have gathering and others they went aside, try to deal with the people
who are
watching us.
我们一直为这些事情来祷告。
And we continue to pray for the situation.
每一次聚会我们都很紧张。
And we were meeting in fear each time.
有一次我看见对面为什么这么多警察车的。
And once when we had meeting, I saw there so many police cars came forward.
我在讲道。
As I was preaching,
后来我自己都不知道讲了什么了。
I almost forgot what I was preaching as I saw so many police cars.
那个眼睛一直看见对面沙漠里面有一些警察车在那里。
Because what my eye keep on watching those police cars on the ridge of the desert.
我相信弟兄姐妹们也看见我的表现。
And I believe people down there saw my So my facial expression.
他们都很奇怪，今天这个牧师这样子的表现。
And they were all wondering why pastor is acting such a way.
因为他们看不见。
Because they cannot see what I was seeing.
他们背脚对着警察车。
Because they are back, they faced all the police car from their back. So they did not see.
我就刚刚面对着。
And yet I was facing all the police cars.
啊，于是我说啊，快点分散，分组，分组，分散。
And then I said to them, why don't we divide into small groups quickly?
后来查清楚一看。
Then when I pay a closer attention.
是我们自己太紧张了。
I was overreacting.
对面刚刚有一些火烧一些野草。
Oh, it was because there was some fire going on in the wild plants in the desert.
所以大家知道一点点的事情我们就很紧张。
So that's why we attract so many cars. The reason why I shared this is we were so nervous and sensitive that anything can trigger our attention.
有一次在一个沙漠地方我们跟一些劳工聚会。
And once when we had a meeting in the desert with
我们车子就停在那个公路的旁边。
We parked our car right next to the highway.
一个很荒漠的地方。
It was truly a very desolate and remote area.
那些路一个小时都没有车子经过的。
You probably won't see any car with, after an hour.
然后我们还要上一个沙丘下去一个坑里面去聚会。
And not only that, we need to pass a kind of a small mountain and go down to a valley and to have a meeting down in the valley.
晚上是非常安全的。
So it's a very safe place at night.
当我们散会的时候。
And yet when we dismissed the meeting.
当那些工人爬到沙丘的上面忽然叫起来。
And as they climb up to the ridge of the desert, and all of a sudden we see, we heard people yelling.
他们说警察。
They said police.
哇，我就紧张起来了。
And brought me attention. I was so nervous.
我说大家不要上去，不要上去。
And I tell people don't get up, just stay down.
马上在下面散开，在黑暗里面散开。
So I asked people to spread out in the darkness.
我就马上跑上去。
Then I climb up myself.
我想用我一个人的力量来拦阻一下警察。
I hope I can stop the police with my own power.
让工人可以平安的逃跑。
So I just will allow other people to have time to escape.
后来我马上跑下去那个车子那里。
So then I walk down to the car.
啊，我一看就很放心。
Once I see what happened, I was so relieved.
原来他说我的车子违规停车。
The police were saying that I parked there illegally.
在我人生里面。
In my lifetime.
从来没有试过一次被抄 ticket 的时候是这么开心的。
I never received a ticket with such a joy ever.
只是为了抄一张 ticket 对我来说是很大的恩典。
It turned out to be an only parking violation to me is such a grace and a joy.
所以我就马上跟那个警察讨价还价。
And then immediately I tried to bargain with the police.
让那些工人快点离开。
So in order to have some time to allow all other workers to escape.
我问警察为什么要抄我这里荒野的地方。
And I asked the police, why you give me ticket? This is a place out of nowhere.
他说也是不合法停车。
But it is still illegal.
我说我也没有阻碍交通。
But blocking anyone from the road.
我相信有一句话他没有跟我说。
I believe there is something he didn't say to me.
现在我们的政府也很穷了。
Because our government is poor right now.
我们也需要钱。
This is a way to get our income.
所以大家不要以为迪拜那边很有钱。
So let us not think Dubai is a very rich place either.
因为世界的经济不好。
Because the poor economy is affecting the whole world.
政府都在抢钱。
That the government are seeking way to get income.
当他们抢钱的时候，
And yet, when they try to rob people in certain different ways,
神就让我们从那个危难里面可以逃脱。
And yet, this become a way God keep us safe.
成长路是怎么走？
And what is a way of consider of growing?
就好像神对一个约沙法王这么讲的。
It is like what God said to King Jehoshaphat.
胜败不在乎你们。
It is not up to you for the victory or defeat.
也不在乎你们人多人少。
It's not depend on how much army you have.
是在乎你们有没有一个全心全意依靠我的心。
But rather, do you have a heart of trusting in me?
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his own word.